Welcome to the Thrive Podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Drennan. If you're a floral designer on a mission to build a profitable and thriving business, then you're in exactly the right place. I'm on a mission to bust through the secrecy of our industry, make it easier for you to know exactly what to focus on to help you build your business, and teach you my favorite mindset hacks so that you can learn to show up with more confidence and authority as you grow your business. I am so grateful to be able to share my journey with you, pass along my best shortcuts, and get you on the path to feeling more confident and making money doing what you love. No matter where in the world you're tuning in from, remember, you've got this. I wanted to just have, let's have a team meeting, my friends. if I could bring every ambitious, motivated, intelligent, capable, self-starting floral designer around the biggest table in the world, that's how I want to pretend that this podcast episode is going to go down. Because I wanted to record an episode to talk you through exactly how to simplify your approach to Instagram as a florist and lay it out for you as simply as possible, step by step. Because one of the things that took me a really long time, to learn, is that you and I, as floral designers who want to make money, actually get to follow a different approach when it comes to attracting the right customers on Instagram. And the thing is, you are going to be very skeptical when I say those words, because 99% of the humans who are teaching you about Instagram are telling you and teaching you how to increase engagement. And if the goal is to get customers, increase your orders, attract better clients, and book more brides, I am going to tell you that chasing after or worrying about engagement doesn't have to be the name of the game. And now, I know if I'm thinking back to my literal past self, Kathleen, circa 2015, 2016, 2017, and I would spend hours, obsessing over all of the famous florists' Instagram feeds and wondering what the secret was that they knew that I didn't. I kept trying to emulate or understand, what is it that they're doing? And feeling so frustrated because I had about 300 followers. Then I started to realize that even though I had increased my following, I wasn't getting any more orders and I wasn't attracting the right kinds of customers when it came to actually using Instagram to get clients. And I thought, you know what? It's been a hot minute since we've talked about Instagram, and I can guarantee you that Instagram will continue to adapt and evolve and shift and change. And that's the same with all social media platforms. But if your goal at this moment in time, where are we? September of 2023. If your mission is to use Instagram to help you grow your flower business, then this is the system, this is the process, this is the approach I want you to really think about incorporating into your Instagram strategy from today onwards. And it's going to feel very different to what other people are teaching us to do. So if you've ever taken an Instagram course, or if you're following any one of the thousands of humans who are teaching Instagram through Instagram, and there are some amazing humans that are essentially just educating us on what we need to know in terms of increasing watch time and optimizing our bio and really what I would consider some great hygiene in terms of our Instagram profiles. But when it comes to the actual strategy of getting customers as a florist, worrying about engagement doesn't have to be your primary focus. I am going to say, as a florist, because we spend a huge amount of time, most of us spend a huge amount of time on our own in our studio, creating engagement and building an online community can be a literal lifesaver. There are some incredible humans who I have met because of Instagram, but they're not the people who pay me to do flowers. They are amazing flower friends of mine. So Instagram, when we're growing engagement and looking for collaborations and wanting to increase our flower family, that can be an amazing place to go when it comes to building community. But what I wanted to focus on today was the task in terms of creative, commercial viability. Quite literally using your Instagram account to help you get more customers to your flower business. And the first thing to know is don't worry about how many likes, how many views, how many saves you might get on an Instagram reel or on a carousel post or whatever it is that you happen to be sharing on Instagram. And I say that as a very empathetic human being whose brain, because all of our brains are like, I want the dopamine and I want more followers and everybody else out there is talking about increasing engagement. And I need to make sure I'm maximizing my views and my saves and my likes and all of the things. We're just going to take a hot second and take a deep breath to recalibrate. Because the goal here and your mission, and I want you to, don't do this if you're driving. If you're driving back from the wholesalers, if you're out doing flower deliveries, don't do this. If you're out setting for a wedding, maybe. But use your judgment in terms of your own occupational health and safety. But I want you to close your eyes and I want you to really think about your dream customer. And let's just pretend for the purposes of simplicity that you are doing daily flower deliveries. Whether you have a shop, whether you work from home, doesn't really matter. But if I think about my dream client when it comes to how she is going to use Instagram to look for a florist, it might be that she follows a handful of flower people, floral designers, farmer florists, floral educators on social media, because she is quite literally a flower lover. She might also follow quite a few gardening accounts or people who teach you about dahlias, people who even teach about ceramics and some basic floral design. Like, it's very possible that my ideal client on Instagram follows other florists. But where things get very, very specific is understanding that when she is then looking for a delivery in Victoria, British Columbia, she's going to jump on Instagram and she's going to type in florist Victoria, BC, or Victoria, BC florist. She's going to type in some combination of that phrase. She may not even remember or know that she's actually following a florist based in Victoria, BC, because that's not where she found this florist the first time around. But it's very possible that she lands on my Instagram profile because this is the moment that she's looking for a flower delivery. So the big thought process here and the shift in perspective is to really understand that it's probably never going to be our followers that actually buy flowers from us. I'm going to talk through the bride situation or people who are signing up for a floral subscription because their behavior is going to be slightly different. But if we can let go of the kind of tsunami of information in terms of education on Instagram and really start to focus on how does your customer actually go about finding a florist on Instagram? And there's a couple of updates that Instagram has made that do require us to make sure that our name and our bio are optimized. So you are going to want to make sure that your actual Instagram name, like your name plaque, the thing that you can go in and update, not your Instagram handle, but your actual, in most cases, we're going to have our business name in there. The thing to know is to make sure that that key search phrase is in your Instagram name. So if you jump on my Instagram profile, you will see that it says Little Bird Bloom emoji, florist, Victoria, BC. And this is not my business coaching Instagram. This is my new Little Bird Bloom studio Instagram. You'll be able to pick up and see all of these things. If you jump on over, follow me at Little Bird Bloom Studio, you'll be able to see exactly what I'm talking about. So in the actual name setup on your Instagram profile, making sure that it includes florist and your city or your city florist. And the task here is to really put yourself in your ideal customer's shoes And things really started to click for me when I started to pay attention to the fact that even though, right, I remember talking to that super famous florist in August of 2020, and I remember thinking like, but you've got like thousands of followers. How is it that you're not making money in your business? Like it was such a strong disconnect for me. I only had a couple thousand followers, but we were consistently attracting the right kinds of clients, the right kinds of people who wanted to actually pay us to do premium flower deliveries, because we understood how our customers were going to be searching for a florist on Instagram. So the first thing is really understanding your customers use Instagram as a search platform. So all of that work and all of that thought process that you've been putting into your website in terms of understanding search engine optimization, you get to borrow that same strategy, that same thought process on Instagram, which means that marketing can actually start to become simpler, which I know might be a little bit counterintuitive because we're like, but there's so many different platforms that I could be advertising on. And what do I need to know about all these different social media platforms and all the things? We're going to take a deep breath and we're going to realize even with all of the different platforms available to us, our customers actually use these platforms in a very similar way. So once we start to understand and think like our ideal customer and we go, okay, what are they actually going to type into the search bar when it comes to looking for a florist? Then you're going to go in and you're going to make sure that you've updated your name and you've optimized it from a search point of view. And that is just as simply as putting in your city florist. Don't overthink this. Don't make this more complicated than it has to be. I swear, like one of my all-time favorite quotes is actually from Warren Buffett. It goes something like, human beings have an awesome ability to overcomplicate things. Like we literally have this ability to make really, really, really simple, straightforward things very, very complicated. Now, there are tons of nuances and details when it comes to Instagram, and I'm not saying that there aren't lots of details that we can think through, but when it comes to understanding that key search phrase for your flower business, go with the thing that feels obvious. Go with your city florist. If you're a florist in Toronto, then you're going to be like Toronto florist. If you're a florist in Melbourne, then you're going to be Melbourne florist. Very simple, very to the point, very obvious. Check the box. Next thing. How are your customers going to actually find you? So the first thing is making sure that your name is optimized to that key search phrase. But the other thing to know, and this is where things have become a little bit different in the last few years, is that hashtag strategy that we've talked through a few different times in terms of focusing on the suburbs that you want to be doing deliveries in, focusing on the venues that you want to be doing work at. That hashtag strategy still is how your customers are going to be looking for a florist. However, one thing that Instagram has changed this year is that there used to be in the hashtag search, there used to be two tabs that we could open. And one would be most recent content, and then the other one would be top content. They have recently gotten rid of the most recent content. So in order for your content to show up in that hashtag, it does need to have a higher number of views. And now, I'm not saying you need to be the most popular and you need to have an Instagram reel that goes viral, because that's not necessarily the case. I got an $8,000 wedding inquiry because I understand how my customers use Instagram and because I understand how to get a few hundred views on a reel. We're not talking thousands, we're talking hundreds. And it's been so fun to start an Instagram account from scratch because I'm so aware of my like previous story of wanting lots of followers so that I could feel legitimate and wanting to really like grow quickly and do all the things. And now I'm like, no, I don't want anybody else to follow me. I want my 100 followers and I want to prove everybody wrong that you can get an $8,000 wedding inquiry by having just over 100 followers on Instagram. And those of you guys who've been inside the Flower Boss Academy for a while, you will know that story and you'll know the exact strategy that I followed to make that happen. But we are not talking like thousands of views in this case. We're talking hundreds, because it's really about doing your homework in terms of understanding the hashtags that your customers are going to be using. And I know, again, all of the Instagram educators are out there going like, use 2 to 3 hashtags or hashtags are dead. And I'll be like, no, like there's a reason that Instagram gives you the option of having 30 hashtags. Let's use 30 hashtags. And this is so overlooked in terms of a strategy to help you get customers on Instagram. But this is where things really started to click in and make sense for me. And this idea of sitting down, grabbing your phone or sitting on your computer, because you can actually log into your Instagram account on your computer, and starting to go in and do your hashtag homework. And all you need to do is open an empty Google Doc or the Notes app on your phone, and you're going to make yourself a list of 30 hashtags to cover off the different areas of your business. So that is going to require some legwork. And by legwork, I mean, you're actually sitting down. So there's no legs involved. However, you get to sit down and really dig in to the detail here. And I love doing this homework because it really makes me understand that when you get marketing as a florist, when you know the game that you get to play, you get to see how simple and straightforward it can be. Because I absolutely used to be the florist. It's like, I need to make sure that I'm posting all the perfect designs and it needs to be super abundant. And I need to make sure that it's like absolute perfection. And then you go into something like hashtag Victoria BC florist or florist Victoria BC. And you realize it's like, oh, like if I was a customer who wanted to actually order flowers, there's some very simple things that we could do as the marketing people in our flower businesses to separate ourselves from the competition. So it's really like, I honestly think this is so fun because you just get to turn it into a game. So this idea of sit down and do your hashtag homework, you've got 30 hashtags, you might as well use them. Nobody's going to penalize you for having 30 hashtags on that Instagram post. And in actual fact, there's only upside. So this is going to be everything from the venues that you want to be doing work at to could be something like hashtag wedding flowers, your city. It could be something like floral subscriptions, your city. It could be something like corporate flower delivery, your city. It could be flower shop, your city. And yes, I would still use that hashtag even if you didn't have a physical brick and mortar retail shop. But really using that thought process of thinking, okay, if I was my ideal client, what are the things that she might type in to Instagram? And I love going down the rabbit hole here because in Victoria, and this is the first time I've lived in a city and run a flower shop that has an airport. It's like the nuances are so fun. So if you run a flower shop, which is probably true, if you're listening to this podcast, and you deliver to an area or you live in an area, you operate in an area that has an airport, also look into the airport code of your town. So Victoria, British Columbia, airport code YYJ. There's a whole other world of hashtags that I discovered when I went hashtag YYJ. And I only started to pay attention to this because you'll notice like the niche that's really landed on this and did this well in the first place is cake makers, photographers. So if there's wedding photographers in your area, go in, binge on their content, and then look at their hashtags. And look at their hashtags in comparison to the ones that might be also relevant to you. There's going to be photographers out there who also want to be doing destination weddings. If that's you, obviously you can clearly add on those hashtags as well. But I feel like the photographers really nailed this option, nailed this strategy early on. And that's who I go to when I'm looking for localized hashtags. And I know I've signed up to a couple other people's Instagram courses and they talked about having hashtag shop local or #locallymade. And it's like, that is all good and dandy if you want to be working with your local community, if you want to build community relationships. And I'm not saying that's wrong. But what I'm saying is if you're thinking about your ideal customer, is that the hashtag that they're going to be using when they're searching for a florist? So the first thing to know about simplifying your approach to Instagram is to make sure that your name is optimized for that key phrase. The second thing is doing your hashtag homework. And then the third thing that I want you to do is really think about And I'll actually tell you the answer to some of this, but don't hesitate to take some of this thought and add to it. This is by no means like the end of the story when it comes to conquering Instagram as a floral designer. When you dig into some of those hashtags, or maybe you jump onto Instagram if you've got your own private account, or you can log into somebody else's account, or you could create your own private account just to do this research. But if you typed in florist your city, and just start to look at the content that comes up and start to really think, okay, if I was my ideal customer, if I can get out of my wanting to create a design competition, because that's how most floral designers think that you win Instagram, is to become the best designer. You win Instagram by putting yourself in your customer's shoes. So if you put yourself in your customer's shoes and you think, okay, what I see, and this is true almost around the world, unless you have already taken the strategy and put it to work in your business. But what you will see when you jump on those hashtags is a wall of flowers. And you will see abundant designs and minimalist designs and simple designs and premium designs and installations and archways and amazing wedding work. But it's still just a wall of flowers. So when it comes to actually learning how to win Instagram, the game you get to play is just simply change the game. So instead of feeling like you have to post another picture or that real cover that's going to have yet another picture of flowers on it, think about, if you were your dream customer, how could you stand out from the crowd? And two things that I'm focused on, and I'll tell you to just take this stuff and run with it, but also keep this thought process going. So the first one is social proof and client testimonials. And if you jump on Canva, you can create some really cute, very aesthetically pleasing testimonials, even just taking a half of a sentence from your client's feedback. It could be a Google review. It could be an email that you were sent. It could have been a text message that you were sent. It could have been somebody's like anecdotal feedback to you, or like literal like spoken feedback to you about how amazing and beautiful the flowers were. Take that and turn it into a little bit of a visual headline, graphic headline, little bit of positive feedback that you could then save as a cover on your Instagram reel. So that what happens is you can have your Instagram reel talking about anything, but you can put your Instagram reel cover with that client testimonial. And that's what will then appear in the search results. So that while everybody's playing the design competition game, you're like, yeah, here's an amazing piece of feedback from Cindy. And the thing about humans, and it's that whole phenomenon of when you walk by a busy restaurant, you immediately want to go stand in line and eat at the busy restaurant, right? We are a tribal community. We're looking for social proof. We're looking for that feedback. We're looking for endorsement from other people to know that it's okay to come work with this person. This is why social proof and testimonials are so good at helping us get customers. So if you can take any of that client feedback, it doesn't even matter if this feedback's 15 years old. It could be from a handwritten card that you got from a bride circa 1998. Doesn't matter. But you can then turn that into a cute little graphic on Canva, upload it to your reel. And the beautiful thing is you can go into previous reels and you can make these updates right now. So this doesn't have to be something that you do in the moment. This could be something that you sit down once a month and you're like, whichever reels have gotten the most views on it, you're just going to go in and actually update the cover photo to be a testimonial. The second thing that you get to do is answer your client's questions. And when it comes to working with customers, your clients are always going to have the same two questions to start with. The first one is, how the heck does this whole thing work? And the second one is, what will my money get me? It doesn't matter if you've been in business for decades or if you're like, this is week one of me pursuing my dream. Your customers are always going to come to you with those two questions. The downside is most of the time they're not going to be that direct and straightforward with you unless you live in Australia, in which case they will be. If you're working in North America, in many cases, they're not going to be so assertive that they're just going to want to ask those questions, but they will pick up on your cues. So if you can take the leadership position and lead the content, educate the content, be the person that informs your clients that this is what a $5,000 wedding looks like. This is what's in season in September. This is when peonies are available. This is how to order your flowers for Valentine's Day. This is what your budget will get you. You really want to wow her for Mother's Day, this is how much you get to spend. And It's not sexy, but it's so helpful in terms of converting and capturing your audience's attention, building trust, and getting them to fall in love with you within a matter of minutes. So this idea of using your Instagram Reel covers to capture your audience's attention. And the beautiful thing is your Reel cover could be updated anytime. You can go into Canva. You can just have the free version on Canva and you can find some really cute, aesthetically pleasing layouts. And you can go in and update your Reel covers anytime you want to. And even better than that, your Reel cover doesn't actually have to have anything to do with the Reel itself. Because once your viewer is like in the Reels, I like to think of it as like in the Reel tunnel, they're not going to see your cover images. So they're not going to know that it's like, oh, this one was supposed to talk about this and this one's supposed to talk about that. So you could totally still play the aesthetically pleasing curating your Instagram feed vibe, knowing you don't actually have to have a literal connection between the Reels content and the cover image that you're posting. And then the last thing to know when it comes to simplifying your approach to Instagram as a florist is Instagram Reels are how you're going to gain exposure under the right hashtags for your business. So no longer is having a static post, and in many cases, carousels aren't even going to perform as well. Really diving in and understanding that Instagram Reels are where it's at. And testing out different formats and different ideas to help optimize and maximize watch time. So the watch time is the average length of time that a viewer spends on that one piece of content. And it's a new metric that Instagram has just rolled out in the last few months. But this is what the algorithm is focused on in terms of exposing your content to new followers, exposing your content to help you get more views. And the reason that that matters isn't actually to help you get more followers or worry about engagement, but the way that you're going to show up at the top of the hashtag search is to increase the views on your Reels. The fastest way to increase the views on your Reel is to maximize watch time. In the month of October, within the Flower Boss Academy, we're going to be talking about all things social media. So we're going to be talking about simplifying our approach to Instagram. We're going to be talking about optimizing our profiles, talking about TikTok, Facebook. We're going to be going through all of the steps in terms of what really matters when it comes to getting customers on Instagram, how to make social media simpler in your flower business. So that's happening through the whole month of October. So if you're totally confused by Instagram, if you're not sure what to do, not sure where to spend your time, energy, and effort on social media, come join me inside the Flower Boss Academy because we're going to break it down step by step with the goal of making social media super simple so that you're not sitting there falling into a pile of comparison, wondering what to post, or feeling super frustrated when it comes to actually getting customers on social media. So all you have to do is enroll in Flower Boss Academy before the beginning of October, and then you can join me for the whole month and we get to go through all of this work together. Okay, my friends, go out there, update your Instagram profile, focus on your Instagram hashtags, maximize watch time on your Reels, update your Reel cover photos with testimonials, and remember, we all just get to play a totally different game. And as always, I hope that this has been super duper helpful. Have the most amazing day. Drive safe, drink your water, eat your vegetables, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye for now.